The discussion takes place at the Swanner Eco Center in Redstone at 1258 Center Drive at 7 p.m. next Tuesday. Swanner Director Nell Larson and Matt Abbott from the city's Sustainability Department said they've hosted a number of events before with green topics.
And so this year we selected air quality as the topic. That's definitely a hot one right now. We'll be having presentations from a few panelists and then have time for ample time for questions.
Okay, so Matt, who's going to be on the panel?
We've got Tim Henney, Park City Council member, and he's talking about tourism, recreation, and kind of the local perspective. Carrie Kelly from the University of Utah. She had a big report out on particulate matter recently, so she's going to be providing the science. Dr. Brian Mensch, human health impacts, and he's done a lot of work around pulmonary and human health impacts from the Salt Lake Valley pollution. And finally, Cameron Kova from Breathe Utah, and she's focusing on the legislative and the politics of this issue.
Abbott said they will look at how the air issues in Salt Lake might come to impact this area.
We're definitely going to be looking at the quality of life we have up here and the quality of air and how we can maintain that and keep us an exciting place to visit.
I mean, at this point, we don't have a problem, or do we?
You know, that's one of the questions that will be answered, and I don't think that Matt and I can answer that definitively, but I think we've all sort of seen the Salt Lake Valley inversion and the pollution associated with that sort of creeping up the hill, and have also seen some issues with the air quality in Centerville Basin, and we'll be using a lot of the research that Rich Bulla has been collecting here in Summit County and talking about that, using that kind of as our baseline.
Larson said when this year's legislative session started, some 19 bills on air quality were introduced, but it's unclear where they've gone. As for Park City, Abbott said they're not pushing any specific new proposals now.
Not specific to air quality. We don't have a lot of control here, but we definitely want people to be driving clean vehicles, people to be carpooling, all the typical behavior change. We don't have anything that we're specifically targeting right now.
Yeah, because there was some talk, should we talk about banning, wood-burning devices?
Yeah, and they're a big polluter, for sure. And I don't know what the hunger is for that right now to tackle something like that. I know idling's on the agenda right now, and we'll be looking at that again.
Although the city has passed an anti-idling ordinance, Abbott said that was countered by legislation from the state.
Speaking of the legislature, they passed HB 104 right after we passed our ordinance, and that took the teeth out of our ordinance. And so that's why we have a toothless ordinance, essentially.
So what did HB 104 do?
It set limited time limits. Temperature, location had to be educational. You had to have three warnings before a fee. The fee had to be capped to parking. So it's a $30 fee after three warnings. It's a lot of burden for asking someone to turn the ignition off.
Matt Abbott from Park City Municipal and Nell Larson from the Swanner Eco Center. For more information, you can go to swannerecocenter.org. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.